Battleford, the accused took the stand to testify for the defense in Robert Young's trial at the Court of King's Bench in Battleford Thursday. Young is facing charges of second-degree murder in the death of Jason Chartier in 2018 in Buffalo Narrows. A forensic pathologist previously testified that Chartier died from blunt force trauma when the 42-year-old's body was found on deck. 2018. Defense attorney Laura Mischuk questioned Young about the night before the incident. Young, who lives in a shack behind a house in Buffalo Narrows, said he has known Chartier for many years. "I took Jason in for adoption. I rescued him," he said. Young explained that Chartier is not directly related to him, but is related on his mother's side. He noted when Chartier had no place to go, he would stay with Young. Young pointed out that when Chartier consumed alcohol, his temperament would change. "Chartier had mood swings when he drank," Young said. "He would have violent fits of rage." On December 19, 2018, Young recalled he went out to socialize at a friend's place. Before going there, Young had some wine and marijuana. He described himself as a moderate drinker. Chartier was also at the gathering. Young said at one point Chartier and Young's friend had a scuffle, some pushing and shoving, but no fisticuffs. "I said, 'Settle down,' to Jason," Young said. "He settled down." Young noted he went home from the party at about 10 p.m. Shortly after, Chartier came to his place and was waiting outside. Chartier waited out in the cold for about half an hour, then Young let him inside. Young explained that after coming inside, Chartier stood by the fire at first, then suddenly hit him. "He comes toward me and he clobbers me on the head with an iron bar," Young said, adding that the item was a weightlifting bar that weighs about 8 to 10 pounds. "It was unexpected," Young said. "He kept pounding on my head, then he kicked me in the ribs. I thought this guy is out to kill me," Young added. He went on to say that he managed to push Chartier back. "I hit him on the wrist so he'd drop the bar," Young said. He added that he grabbed a pipe wrench because it was beside him and used that to strike Chartier. "I stopped the iron bar aimed at my temple. I hit him on the wrist and knocked him onto the couch to save my life," said Young. "I was out to immobilize a person, not to kill a person. I was out to save my life." Young said that when Chartier hit him on the head, he saw a bright light. Young explained that he was trying to defend himself when he hit Chartier. Young noted that he knew Chartier was out when he hit the couch because he didn't move. Then, Young conducted a pulse check on the side of Chartier's neck, because he thought he might have accidentally killed him. Young noted that Chartier's pulse was slow, but he thought he was all right. He then covered Chartier with a quilt and took his boots off. He noted in the attack Chartier also had a knife, and he thought Chartier was going to slash his throat. At 10:33 a.m. the next day, Young's neighbor Peter came to see him. Young said that Peter took a pulse check of Chartier. Peter noticed that Jason was cold, he thought he must be dead, Young said. Young noted he thought that Chartier was just laid out from drinking too much. "He was passed out," Young said. Peter then left the shack. "After Peter left, I just sat there," Young said. "I didn't realize I had to call the cops." Young's neighbor called the police, who arrested Young when they arrived. Two paramedics also came to the shack. "I told them Jason is sick, you'll have to take him to be assessed," Young said. He was asked by the defense about a blood trail outside his shack, but Young said he knew nothing of it. When Crown Prosecutor Tony Gerain Cross examined Young, he showed Young a photograph of a long wrench found in Young's shack. But Young said he used a smaller wrench when he hit Chartier, not the one presented. Gerain also questioned some of Young's testimony. He questioned why Young didn't tell the ambulance paramedics that Jason attacked him. You didn't tell the ambulance people you hit him with a wrench more than once? Gurain added. He also asked Young why he didn't tell the paramedics that he was hurt. I didn't want him to die, said Young. Gurain also pointed out that Young had an interview with the police in 2021 that didn't completely agree with his testimony now. He previously told the police that Jason was outside about 5 minutes, not half an hour. My recall is not working in a normal state because of my concussion and near-death experience, Young said. Young went on to say that Chartier had tried to kill him before, but he let him into his shack this time because he wanted to see if Chartier had improved. Gurain also questioned how Young sat in his chair all night long until Peter showed up the next day. Why didn't you go to the police? He said. I don't call the cops over something I can handle myself, Young said. Gurain asked Young if he hit Jason full on, to the front of the head. No, Young replied. You hit him in the ribs? No, said Young. You hit him on the thigh and in the other leg and broke both lower bones? No, again Young said. Gurain put forth that something happened that enraged Young. That's why he hit Chartier. This is not my doing, Young said. I was victimized. There was some question about the time that Jason came over to Young's home, whether it was in the evening or the morning. The Crown and defense presented their closing arguments on October 18. Justice J.P. Morrall is expected to announce his decision in the case on December 6 at 1 p.m.